This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I knew globalism was unpopular and authoritarian and evil. I knew people claimed they were going to merge with Islam and some backstab op, and I just thought that was too crazy. It's happened. So I'm just here telling the truth, no matter where the chips fall. I think this should become the new iconic GIF. We should create a GIF for folks, just a short five-second video of the Saudi man literally hurting veiled Muslim women with a stick. We should cut it into the liberal women going, Allah Akbar, and just denying, because they hate the West so much, that any other culture could be horrible. Were the Nazis bad? Were the Aztecs cutting people's hearts out bad? This is going on. This has to be called out against. We must say no. Anthony Kumi is coming up, going back to Tommy Robinson, tommyrobinson.co.uk. What other than the 4 minutes we have left are key points, and what else can we do to win? I think just stop being afraid of political correctness and break its will, right? I mean, they used to send the cops to your house all the time. I've seen the live videos harass you for even your free speech. It's nothing. It's the truth. But now it seems like you've actually been defeating them, and that they now have been backed off.
They come to my house this morning, Alex.
Oh, really? They drop all the time. Tell us about that.
They come to my house to ask my whereabouts on Saturday because I'm going to cover an anti-terrorism march in London. There's going to be a terrorism march in London against terror. So I'm going there. So they come to my house to say, what are your plans? Why are you going? What are you doing? And mainly because they're concerned for my safety, they said. They're concerned for my safety because they know Muslims wish to kill me. I think that what people have to understand is, when I started out against this, I was ready full well and understood the challenge I was taking on with the threats of violence from Muslims. What I was not ready for and could not comprehend at all was the state persecution against myself, against my family. So the state have chosen a side in this battle. It's not the side of freedom and democracy, it's the side of Sharia. Yeah? And what can we do? What can every one of us do? It's our job to enlighten, to wake people up, to educate people. I'm grateful to your show, Alex. I'm grateful to Paul Joseph Watson. He's changing the scene. He's waking so many people up. It's brilliant.
Is he not a wrecking ball? Isn't it good to see that?
Oh, man. Man, it's so, I sit there and get so much satisfaction. Because you have to understand that 10 years ago, when I was doing this, it was a lonely place. It was a lonely place, and now I'm seeing so many people waking so many people up. That's all I see my job as. My job is to, what I don't talk about. So I come on and debate people sometimes. I debated some expert on multiculturalism, yeah? He's a speechwriter for Kofi Annan from the EU. When I asked him, I said, where do you live? Yeah? Where are you from? Where are you born? He's born, when I got down to it, 99.9% Christian white area. Okay, I'm born as a minority English man living in a town with 30 mosques.
That's right. The rich liberals do not live around it. You look where they all live and they lecture other people. They're in 99% white areas.
These Hollywood celebrities, all of them. All of them. So what's good for us? You don't understand what it's like for us. You don't understand what you're doing to us. You don't understand the fear I feel, the gut-wrenching fear in my belly for my children. I've got 3 children. And you are destroying and putting their safety and their freedom in jeopardy. And I that's why I always say, if there's going to be trouble and there's going to be a struggle, let me struggle. Don't let my son struggle. And that's what they have to understand what they're doing. And they don't understand, because I put it into 2 camps of people. Those who have been affected by Islam and those who are yet to be affected by Islam. Because one day they will. And then they'll wake up. And do you know how many people I see contacting me and commenting saying that a year ago I thought you was a fascist. A year ago I didn't believe you. And now you've woke me up. You've woke me up. That's our job. And platforms like InfoWars, platforms like Rebel Media, these are the platforms that will wake the public up, because mainstream media are lying, they're dictating, they're working for the other side.
That's right. Well, great job, Tommy. And I just wish we could reform Islam and just help these people and say, stop marrying your daughter to your brother, and just because I don't want to have to kill them. And I mean, they're trying to start a war, and it's just a mess. And then we have all these other wars where our government's attacked the non-radical Muslims, like Saddam Hussein was like a westernized guy, great guy compared to these people. So we got rid of him for Saudi Arabia. You know, the radical Muslims just run everything because they'll give all their money and they'll concentrate. They don't even hardly have jobs. Their women do all the work. They sit around. They're just a group of jerks. Tommy Robinson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
I'm about to go to Anthony right now. We have breaking news. The same reporter that said they were wiretapping Trump and then said it was insane they never did, Matthew Rosenberg, who has all these Obama sources saying they had all this proof that all these Russians were running things. They were illegally spying. Then they were illegally leaking. So they said, Trump's insane. We never spied. He's totally crazy. And then now they've come out and said, oh, actually, we have all the proof. We're going to bring it out. We were spying on him. And then they act like Nunes, the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, did something wrong. They've now outed the sources that Trump has. He was being spied on. He's the president. He can know everything. He can talk to anybody. He can talk to the damn Russians or the Easter Bunny if he wants to. I mean, this is just Ezra Cohen, Watnick, and Michael Ellis. And then the headline should be, we just outed secret intel and committed more crimes. But instead they say, two White House officials helped give Nunes intelligence reports. So, because they were in intelligence agencies and already knew it, it's bad that those intelligence reports came back to the president. He's the president. Man, I tell you, this is all about just not able to cut our taxes, not able to secure our border, not able to get banks to loan to small businesses, the best consumer confidence index in 16 years, the best small business startup since 1984 at the peak of the recovery, $300 billion in new jobs already set and building, $3 trillion in the stock market, and I'm watching CNN and everybody else try to blow my family's future up and your future up, saying, we're going to wreck the economy and say he's a failure because he didn't get health care through and it took Obama 2 years with his scam, and Obamacare's his fault, and he's a bad person, and we're going to tank the economy. And then the Junker, the heir of the biggest Nazi fortune, they were the royalty in Prussia, folks. That's the kings of Germany. The Junker bombers and attack bombers, I mean, you can't get more Nazi. He's the unelected king of Luxembourg, tax exempt. The head of the unelected EU council says, we'll break up America. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I want God to damn them to hell. I mean, it just gets so Twilight Zone. I'm like, Junker. Yeah, he's the it's like, yeah, his wife is the former head. Her father was Hitler's top, Joseph Goebbels. It's like, what the hell, Joseph? You start looking at this. It's like, how do you make this crap up, man? We'll break the USA up. That stuff on air. But I'm really getting to the point where they're in Atlantic Monthly, the most elite publication, saying overthrow violently. Trump wants to look restrained because they'll say he's a fascist if he does. If you're trying to overthrow the country and saying you want to end a free press and all this crap, it's the law. Oh, I get it. Comey won't do anything because Comey's this little establishment guy. It's a world. Comey, I'm going to run on and take over. I want to hear what you have to say because I got to eat my lunch. I love watching when you do the show every few weeks and eat my lunch. It's a great out 30 minutes. I can tune in and do some other work in my office, but I'm done. I love you. You're doing a great job with your media operation. We're so lucky to have you here with us. Any of your other great hosts you want to get on board? I'm planning to launch more shows soon. Try to actually get them on on radio, not just internet. We got to behave ourselves when we're on those. But the point is that this isn't about a radio show anymore. I've always wanted freedom. And I've always said what I believe. But now it's so clear cut. And I'm surprised Trump can get anything done when they're in open rebellion. But I'm going to turn it over to you. It's just Twilight Zone to have the heir of all the Nazi loot. They admit that. The richest Nazis, I mean royalty, that they're going to break us up if we don't let EU go around and keep the UK in that never voted to enter it. I mean, it's so a Nazi dictator, a literal Nazi who is the dictator of the EU council that's unelected, that rules everything. And I've got to sit here and kiss his ass, just fundamentally. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. This guy's family. It's like, when do we get these people? And then they call us Nazis when we have nothing to do with Nazis. Anthony Cumia, you take over. I apologize for ranting, but all the great work you do over there at CompoundMedia.com, they've kicked you off XM, off terrestrial radio. They're calling for us to be kicked off. They're cutting our advertisers off. The listeners, though, have just come back and met it. But, I mean, the attacks are unprecedented. People should support you. They should support us. Everybody's been watching me 22 years. They know I don't get like this every day. We are under, and I love it. I love being the target. I feel like I'm doing good. I sleep good at night. But we don't want them to win, folks. You're the power, the listeners. Spread the link. Spread the articles. Don't stop. Don't give up. Anthony Cumia.
Alex gets about this because you're dealing with your life here. This is our way of life that people are out to destroy. And this isn't, I'm not speaking figuratively. This is literally, they are out to destroy it. It's in the media every day, especially alternative media. I've noticed what Tommy was saying earlier was amazing. Tommy Robinson. Did you hear the sheer panic in that man's voice? This guy's not he's not a sissy Mary, by the way, but he is actually in fear for the livelihood of his children and his country because there is an invasion taking place, an invasion. And if you think people like Junkers of the European Union don't want that to happen, you're sadly mistaken. We are at a point right now where it's imperative to make a distinction between the sides in this. There are people that want to continue with our American way of life, our freedom, the greatest country in the world. And there are a group of people who want that destroyed, eliminated from the face of the earth. And don't think they can't do it. All we have to do for them to succeed is do nothing and just let them continue to roll over us and keep this refugee invasion that's happening. Don't secure the borders. Don't enforce laws. And that's all we have to do. And if you see who's doing that, you'll really get a good idea of who the culprits are when at every turn they are stopping our president from doing what he feels is best for this country. At every turn, they're stopping him. How do you argue secure borders? How do you argue it? Well, it's obvious how you argue it. You call anyone that wants a secure border a racist or a xenophobe or somebody who's not caring of people that need help. You're spitting on the Statue of Liberty. The whole country was made up of immigrants, and it's all. These are all the excuses they use because there is actually no real, honest way to say you don't want secure borders. It's counterintuitive to a safe, secure nation. But you can't say that. So they use other ways. And the media, they're mouthpieces. They will spread this and you will be afraid. I know people. I am around a lot of people in the comedy industry. And they're petrified. These are comedians. Their job is to go into a club, have people come in that know where they're going. They know they're going into a comedy club. It doesn't say bank. It doesn't say doctor's office. And then you get in and a comedian starts talking. You go, oh, what happened? He says, I'm so offended. It's comedy club. And you go in. These comedians are scared out of their minds. They're petrified of saying the wrong thing. Why? Because the right? Because conservatives have been the targets of comedians for years, and they really don't react. They might get offended, but they don't mobilize to shut people's freedom of speech down. But the left, oh my goodness, the progressive left, the left who actually spawned some of these amazing comedians of yesteryear, George Carlin and Red Fox years ago and Eddie Murphy, all these amazing comics that used to be politically incorrect for their day. Now the liberals are trying to shut them down to the point where they know, these comics know, if they say the wrong thing, if they're next to someone that says the wrong thing, there's guilt by association. The level of fascism, and I do use the word fascism because that's what we're seeing. These people that are supposedly anti-fascists are absolute fascists. They're the ones that don't want people to be heard. And it goes right from the highest level of politics, the president of the United States, to the lowest level of a comedy club. A comedian trying to do commentary, humorous commentary on the world today. And even they're being told that their material is offensive and shouldn't be said and jokes shouldn't be made about that topic or this topic. And it's all part of the greater issue here, changing the American way of life. And when you see people trying to shut down other people's freedom of speech, that's a biggie. That's numero uno on our Bill of Rights there, and they're trying to shut it down. And if you don't think so, look what happens at UC Berkeley with Milo. Look what happened with Gavin McInnes at NYU. And then when we come back in a couple of minutes, I want to talk about...
You know, Anthony, we're just going to skip the break. I'm here eating my lunch. We might not even have a show soon the way this is all going. So let's just skip the network breaks.
I got you. Sure thing. Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is supposed to be visiting UC Berkeley. And organizers are They're fearing another backlash. Well, let me tell you, guaranteed there will be a giant backlash. People will resort to violence, vandalism, assaults to prevent the wonderful people of Berkeley from hearing anything Ann Coulter has to say, because they have determined what you should or shouldn't hear. Isn't that nice of
them? And Anthony does it, that show is. I just can't help it. I'm here watching.
Sure.
They can't. That shows what they're going to do with the internet, and they're now trying to do it by stealth. So let me ask you this question. Our audiences get bigger all the time. Yours does at Compound Media. We're doing it InfoWars. But at the same time, Congress should do something. The president should. This is like organized racketeering with them rubbing their hands together in the media saying that we're killing the mainstream media, shut down their competition. How obvious is that? And are they biting off more than they could chew? Because if they try to ban us like the Sex Pistols and it doesn't work, doesn't it just make CompoundMedia.com bigger?
Absolutely, it does. But here's the fear that I think we all have that are doing shows like this. We have to have a pipeline to get our message out to the people. And if the powers that be grab a hold of that pipeline and regulate it to the point where we're not allowed to say certain things, we have to play by the rules.
Selective internet kill switch. Selective internet kill switch. And then if you follow the rules, we've all experienced it. Oh, the rules get more every day. Oh, sorry, now I can say nothing.
Right. It's all the more regulation we get, the more people that want dissenting opinions eliminated, and when they're in the seats of power, we're going to have to find something else. And, this is the most open and honest forum that we have right now. Mainstream media is – they've gone from lying. I've noticed this, too, especially with the Russia stories and the wiretapping and surveillance stories on President Trump. I've noticed the news now, it's very hard for them to just outright lie because we're on to them. Now they're confusing the issues so much that on a daily basis, somebody that pays attention to the news, like myself, is confused as all hell.
Oh, here's an example.
What's going on?
Google and Soros are behind fake news, internet privacy. The Republicans didn't vote to get rid of internet privacy. That's just a subsection. They called it net neutrality under Obama. It was an FCC, which you've enjoyed, takeover of the entire internet spectrum. And they said no to that, but they called it net neutrality. So now the Republicans killed net neutrality. No, they didn't. It's all just deception. But you're right. They just mislabel. They scramble things. It's crazy.
Everything on a daily basis, you could read or watch mainstream media and absolutely believe, based on what you're reading, that Trump and his cohorts absolutely had inappropriate contacts with Russia to win the election. Or from the same mainstream media, no one ever spoke to any Russians and there's no evidence that that ever happened. The same thing with the surveillance. There were absolutely people surveilling from the Obama administration on President Trump and before he was president. And then absolutely no evidence that that ever happened.
Yeah, so what do you think the tactic is? I want to ask you, you're a smart media guy, where they go in the same breath that they have this former deputy defense head on. And she's like, oh, of course we were spying on him and we have the Russian contacts and the proof, we should release it. But he's insane. No one was spying on him. And you're like, you just said you were, but you won't produce it because the word is there's nothing there. It's like the death of logic, but it's like they're doing it on purpose. Like they're trying to kill logic.
Yes.
Anthony, what are they doing?
You're absolutely right, Alex. They are doing this on purpose. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. These mainstream media, they're not a bunch of morons in there running things. They have an agenda. And their agenda now, it used to be to lie. They could get away with it. They had this plausible deniability years ago. During the course of this past election, they exposed themselves to being the liars and shills that they have been.
Right. So now they have nothing to lose.
Yeah. So now they're changing their tack a little bit. What they're doing now is throwing out so much misinformation that everyone's confused. So on a daily basis, you might hear something and then something that directly contradicts what you just heard. It takes more work now as Americans that want to remain informed.
So you're a news hound, so we're in the same boat. I'm the same way now.
Absolutely.
It takes me longer because I'll see the most crazy crap.
Yes.
And it's like... They know they have nothing to lose. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me just say this right now. Let me just say this right now, and then I'm going to get out of here. Let me just say this right now. I heartfelt, we're in the fight, we're winning. They were censoring me, and I was getting shut down. I got family stuff to do, whatever. I can go sell cars. The point is that, or run our ranch or whatever. But they're so evil, they're so corrupt. I'm personally invested in it. I know everybody else is. And then I want people to know, they're really kicked us off ad roll, $5 million a year. They really are saying in the news, shut us down completely. They're really saying, I'm a Russian agent with no proof, saying arrest me in congressional hearings, but I can't be at those. They're really saying, you've already been kicked off all these stations when you were number one. You were kicked off for criticizing the whole Black Lives Matter, kill the cop crap. That's what you were fired for. People don't know. Top number one show, Nergis, number two after Howard Stern on XM. They're so pissed. And so let's say, how do people support Compound Media? Because maybe they shut me down. Maybe they shut you down first. We have to hopscotch back over to the outlets that are there that are so precious, Drudge Report, whatever. That's how we're going to beat them. And so there's safety in numbers. How do we support CompoundMedia.com? How do we support Infowars.com? How do people realize how important this is?
Yeah, it really is imperative that people get on board because there's no true honest information getting out there. It's so convoluted, so mixed up, and that is the mission, to make it harder for the American people to get the truth.
I said now, George Soros yesterday is an enemy of Jews and rounded him up, and he's part of this evil Jewish right, weird leftist mafia that feeds on Jews. They have articles out saying I'm anti-Semitic because I don't like a Nazi. What the hell?
It's how much more backwards can things get? And we're supposed to read that and go, oh, that makes sense. No, it doesn't make sense. And you're supposed to read it and go, why are they feeding me misinformation? I need to dig deeper, get alternative sources, and disseminate it myself using my own mind and various
so people with your show, Gavin McGinnis, everybody's got a bookmark, but not just my audience. Yes. Spread those links. Somebody's like an Anthony Cumia more than an Alex Jones or a Paul Watson, you know, more than a Gavin McGinnis or a Gavin McGinnis better than a David Knight or a David Knight better than a, you know, Darren McBreen or vice versa. It takes all sorts. The point is we're all in this together. It's a war. We're an army. And listeners, you've got to just hammer us on Facebook, Twitter, Google. You've got to put up your own YouTubes and copy our stuff. You've got to financially support us. You've got to become a subscriber to Compound Media because we're all on the line. And listen, I'm a super successful radio host. The third biggest terrestrial in the country right now. I took the numbers. I'd have a private airplane and a jet, $50 million a year, put it in to build this. That sounds like a lot. It's not. I spend almost all of it on this, and I see them trying to cut away what I have to keep going. Anthony's been one of the top syndicated people in the country, number two on XM, millions a year, too, censored because he's not a piece of crap. It's not about the money. We're all in, folks. We need money, and we need you spreading the word to beat these people. We want to beat them. Other guys want to go watch a football game and watch other guys. So pissed, got my earpiece falling off. Other guys live through them. We're living for real. It's an info war. So how do people support Compound Media? I want to see thousands of subscribers right now. On top, you're just coming in right now.
That's it. It's easy. Go to CompoundMedia.com, and that's pretty much how you do it. And there's plenty of shows on here that are speaking openly and honestly, and that's what we need. We need that. They're feeding us misinformation.
And by the way, you're a superstar of liberty. So are all your folks. But we don't know who the next big guy is. That we're just going to sit back and rub our hands together like the old guys and just be so glad that young guy's kicking ass. That's the real pleasure in life. Really alpha males want to see badass new alpha males kicking ass. That's what real alpha males want. I see Paul Watson slaying. I see all these other guys cutting up. This is making me really excited that we're going to win no matter what they do to us, Anthony.
It is exciting to watch people fighting back, to see people that just did nothing and hung around and just took it, finally saying, wow, they are doing this. There is an issue and a problem that needs to be addressed, and opening up these new venues of information like InfoWars. And
I think that's the answer. I think that I'm going to shut them, let you come back. But that's the answer, is fighting back. We had our fighting spirit. We won with Trump.
Right.
But we don't live our lives. We're not trying to run stuff like the globalists and the leftists. Sorry, folks. We're either going to take it back or they're going to run our lives. We have to do it. We have to go on total political warpath. And that means spreading the word, doing your own shows, and big fat dollar signs. You shoot those at us. You've seen the rampage I'm on, folks. I will take it to hell with these people. I will never give in. I will never give up. Anthony Cumia, take over. I'm not going to come back. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex, man. It really is so important right now because, yeah, the mainstream media has been lying to us, and now they're convoluting every story to the point
where... And now
where
they're saying, shut us up! What? That's not a bunch of authoritarian scumbags!
I know.
Let's kick their ass politically! You're better than these people! We would never try to shut them up! Bunch of assholes! Go ahead, come back.
I'm with you 100%.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. Thank you. We were talking before the break about Ann Coulter going to UC Berkeley, I guess about a month, and they're worried about a backlash. Concerned. They're fearing. This is a guaranteed event. This will, I guarantee there will be violence, vandalism, and assaults that will happen on the part of the people that do not want Ann Coulter, just for the fact that they don't want you to hear what she has to say. They have deemed themselves protectors of your fragile sensibilities and perhaps your eardrums. And this is the left, like we would call it, the progressive, open left. So progressive that they literally will use violence to shut down somebody from speaking. We saw it happen with Milo at Berkeley. We saw it happen with Gavin McInnes at NYU. And again, Ann Coulter is more despised by the left than Milo. And you saw what happened there. So now they're fearing this. Will there be a police presence in enough numbers to shut down any violence that is trying to infringe on people's First Amendment rights? Will there be? Or will it be another dog and pony show where they stand around because they've been given that directive? Believe me, I know enough police officers to know that they would love to run in there and crack their heads open. But, you know, they have bosses and their bosses have bosses. And it goes all the way up to the lousy liberal power base over there in Berkeley. And they're always told to take it easy, observe, maybe try to keep some people apart. But when the violence happens, where are they? These people are going around smashing others' property, assaulting people, all in the name of anti-fascism. Again, when me and Alex were talking just earlier, the idea that they're anti-fascists, yet they're fascists, is something so 2017. And the idea, like Alex was saying, that he was being called anti-Semitic for pointing out that a literal Nazi is, FBI allegedly investigating mayor of Berkeley for inciting riot and ordering police to stand down. CNN doing damage control. This is happening. This is what's happening. They aren't letting the police do their jobs based on nothing but their political agenda. That can't happen. That is an offense that should be looked at and taken care of with extreme prejudice, I think. If you have an official like the mayor telling the police not to do their job because you don't agree with what the speaker was going to say and the people that are trying to stop the person from speaking, you give them free rein to wreak havoc on the area. That's criminal. That's criminal. To be put in jail for that. And meanwhile, we're going to see it happen again. I don't see. I look at this story, Ann Coulter to visit UC Berkeley, and I absolutely can predict the future. I know what's going to happen here. Violence, vandalism, and assaults. Because that's the new normal. The progressives have used violence for years. And now, in order to keep people from giving an opposing viewpoint, they will injure and destroy. I played a video clip the other day. I don't know if we have it. Or I added it in today, I think, for my show later, Garrett. It's a guy, and he's filming people with his iPhone. And they don't even want him asking them questions. Do you have that one? I hope so. I think it was from the bunch of clips I sent you at about an hour ago. I'm not sure. If you find it, you do. If not, I mean, we've seen it all before. It's a gentleman walking amongst a big group of these progressive left butterflies. And he's asking them questions. He's got his phone, and they are just calling him a Nazi and a fascist for doing nothing more than asking questions. You're not even allowed to do that anymore without being tagged and labeled, because that's what they do. They don't have a valid argument. They don't have a valid argument. So you will be labeled something that they don't even want to look at or speak to. You disgust them. You're a racist. You're sexist. You're homophobic. They'll slap the tag on you. So now they don't have to argue with you. Now they don't have to listen to your valid points that you're making. Because you're so repulsive, you don't even deserve to be conversed with. That's their tactic. because they can't debate what you're saying because it's based on such common sense. Let's have strong borders. Racist. Oh, well, I just want to talk about it's illegal. I'm not arguing with you. I've already labeled you a racist. Oh, okay. I guess I'll leave. But this has been going on now for quite a while. And again, escalates to the point of violence. Another wonderful thing that's happening here in this country, and it is, like, you can't just look at things on the surface. You got to look a little deeper and see what the motivation here is. Now, obviously, with these open borders that we have and refugees pouring in from Middle Eastern war-torn nations that are very hard to vet, you have refugees coming in. So now what should the people that want refugees coming in, this slow invasion of our nation, what could they possibly do? Well, they have to make you familiar with Islam. They have to make it safe, and they have to embrace it to show how wonderful it is. So women here in the United States, feminists especially, are using Islamic dress. We're covering up, covering their heads and faces as, get this, I'm not kidding you, as a salute to women and feminism. They're wearing Islamic garb. The most oppressive type of religion you could put on somebody is being an Islamic woman and having to dress in that garb, cover up. I don't know how this translates to feminism. But it's to familiarize, to make it seem okay. So the people that bite on all of these Hollywood types that are they love telling us how we should live our lives from Hollywood, from Beverly Hills or Bel Air. They love telling us how we should be living our lives. So you get someone like Alicia Keys, it was, showing how much of a proud woman she is. And how great this diversity is in our country by actually dressing up in Islamic garb right there, yet showing she's got a little sass to her. She's going to poke a leg out there, a stem, a gam. She's going to poke it out from under there. Our strength is in our differences. Our power is in our diversity. We are so beautiful, all of us. When we see each other, we see ourselves. We're all the same. We're all the same. See, she's the same right there as a woman over in the Middle East, where, except all right for the fact that if you were in the Middle East and you poked your leg out, they'd probably chop it off. Yes. And as you lay bleeding in the street, perhaps you should be stoned to death. How they twist these things around with complete falsehood. It's fake. They're telling you, they're giving you such misinformation to get their false narrative across. Here you go. How about one of these gals pokes her leg out like Alicia Keys did because we're all the same and everything's fine and diversity's wonderful? How about that? You would see what amounts to a religious police. They have that in many of these countries. Saudi Arabia is one. And here you go. There. That's what there's feminism. Right? Yeah, dress just like her and know what feminism is like. That man is literally hitting women with a stick to get them to capitulate. What were they doing? Was that a line to get into someplace? I don't even know what it was. But I'll tell you one thing. Didn't look very feminist. I tell you what. Try doing that here. And why is it embraced? You can't take something so anti-feminist as Islam and then just dress up here in the United States, pop your leg out and say, see, look, we're all the same. We're all great. Diversity, blah, blah. Yeah, you would be beaten and most likely killed. Gay people, too, have this weird you know, let in the refugees. They'll have rainbow signs. They'll just say, refugees, welcome. We're all, you know, Trump's a monster. United States, the land of the free. And not realizing, I think more than their intolerance for women is their intolerance for gays. In Islam, it's not looked at like something that they want to accept. They are, again, literally throwing people off the rooftops because they're gay. So to use Islam as some type of representation of tolerance and of feminism and the gay community welcoming them over is so suicidal. It's a suicidal mentality that, yeah, there you go. There's some gruesome images of ISIS terrorists hurling a man from the rooftop for being gay. That's how they deal. Look at the pile of rocks waiting. I guess if he lands and he's still moving, you got to throw rocks at him because, you know, it's the 21st century that we're living in. So that's what you want to do. Why can't we just look at it for what it is? And understand there's grave intolerance there. Instead of getting on people and calling people intolerant that want to close our borders up, tighten them up, and look into who's coming over here, especially from these savage nations in the Middle East, yet we're the problem for even suggesting it. It's a topsy-turvy world. It's crazy. And the political correctness that we just latch on to here is going to kill people. It has already. It has already. When you look at the instances of police officers being killed in the United States, gunned down for nothing more than being police officers, because the media, in their political correctness, went with this narrative that police officers are shooting and killing young black men at random. That was then pumped up by the media, and now you have people that think they actually are in a war with the police and they kill police officers. They are absolutely causing people to die with their political correctness and lies to perpetuate a lot of these stories. The TSA is out of their minds. I believe in profiling. It has been used successfully in many law enforcement agencies. The first thing they'll do when they're trying to find a killer, especially a serial killer, a spree killer, is profile. You want to narrow down. Here's what profiling does. It narrows down your pool of people you have to look into. Why look at a group of 1,000 people if by profiling I can narrow it down to 10 people? It just makes perfect sense. Profiling has become a nasty word, akin to a racial slur or a homophobic epithet or a misogynistic slur. It's just become something that's terrible, profiling. It's a tool. It's a tool that is used to narrow down a group of people that you need to look into. The TSA knows nothing of this. When we travel, we like to think we're safe. Profiling would help. They, in a stunning video, you see a TSA agent pawing over a 13-year-old boy who is wearing shorts and a T-shirt. Not even shoes. What could he possibly be hiding that could endanger the flight he is ready to get on? Yet time, energies, resources are being wasted searching this poor kid who I am calling it molestation, by the way. He is being molested in front of a room full of people. Look at this. For what? This kid wouldn't make the 1,000th cut in profiling who is dangerous when you're traveling. You would, if you had 1,000 people, he would be the first person you shove out of the room. If you had 10,000 people, he'd be the first person you shove out of the room. He's not who we're looking for. Why waste the time? Why traumatize a kid by having some old TSA agent pawing over him like that? It's a waste of time. It does nothing to make us safe. And it's based on nothing but political correctness and appeasing groups that are responsible for terrorism, are responsible for death and destruction here in this country and overseas. And we can't look specifically at those people based on where they're from. Yes, nationality, just as when they profile a serial killer. It's usually a white guy. We're getting a white male in his between 30s and 50, and he's probably from this area. But there's a whole profile that's worked up. Well, let's look at terrorists. Let's look at who has been trying to take down airplanes, who has been running people over with trucks, machine gunning people, stabbing people. Who's been doing the terrorism in the world for the past 40 years? It's radical Islamic terrorists. Does that kid really fit that bill? Does that poor molested child fit the bill? Do you feel safer because that TSA agent spent 2 full minutes pawing through that kid's clothing? It is. It's the Twilight Zone. A bizarre place. Pitiful portrait of a child molested at the TSA. Complete insanity.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. super combo. Yes, get Survival Shield X2 Nascent. Is that Nascent? Iodine BioTrue Selenium for 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're giving you both the Survival Shield X2 Nascent.
Nascent
Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for a massive 30% off when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, these two formulas are perfect super combo for supporting a healthy thyroid and supercharging your health. Selenium helps support the immune system, DNA production, thyroid health, and eyesight. True iodine helps support healthy hormone levels and healthy metabolism, and so much more. Even the CDC states that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in this great world of ours. Help fund InfoWars and the fight against the globalists and get great products that are really changing lives out there. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent?
Nascent!
Iodine, yes, and BioTrue Selenium, 30% off both individually or together at InfoWarsStore.com. My God, there's so many good things out there I don't know about. Learn about them right here at InfoWars. I always love chit-chatting about Hollywood and celebrities when we talk about the war that's going on out there. And the latest moronic statement from, of course, it's the same pool of suspects, Michael Moore, his latest The Sky is Falling is Michael Moore says Trump will cause extinction of humans. This man is an idiot. Donald Trump will be responsible for the extinction of the human race, at least according to documentary filmmaker Michael Moore. When are we going to stop calling him that? Documentary filmmaker. He makes fantasy films. Historians in the near future will mark today, March 28th, 2017, as the day the extinction of human life began on Earth. First of all, fat man. The second whatever crawled out of the primordial ooze of the Earth and became humans was the day the clock started ticking on human extinction. At some point, we're going away. At some point, we will be gone. Whether Donald Trump signing an order taking away some of these EPA protections, I think it's debatable whether that's going to be the reason. We do a great job here in this country of making things, building factories, and a nice balance of keeping the environment clean while we do that. We're very innovative. We don't just set up factories and blast smoke like it's 1905 out the top of these factories. They're clean. Coal is clean burning these days. It's amazing. But environmentalists don't want you to know that or don't want you to believe that. So there's a misinformation campaign that goes on, and it costs America jobs, and it costs us power in the world. Donald Trump said we're not going to be hostages to a lot of these regulations that were put in place erroneously by environmentalists. So, bravo. There he is holding up another executive order that will soon become a meme. I'm sure it'll be Curious George in there or something will be paid. But bravo. And Michael Moore, grab a salad. What do you want from me? Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com. I want to thank Alex Jones, of course, for this wonderful opportunity. Keep supporting all of us here on the Alternative Media. Thank you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.